I think at the end of the day, what we have to remember is that we've already achieved an overall recycling rate in England of over 40%. This is due to the mix of bins that has been referred to earlier. Unfortunately, there are socially irresponsible people who will not play by the rules. And therefore, with any scheme like this, there's got to be regulatory underpinning. And the fines are there to put that in place.
There have been many people who said it's all very well to fine, but it has put a tremendous amount of power in the hands of local authorities. We've heard of various cases of people being spied on or being videoed, of bins a tiny little bit overflowing. Do you think actually the current legislation, which is being used by the councils, was being used too much?
I think there are examples of extremes, but I think what you also have to remember that from the 1st of April this year, the landfill tax has gone up to £56. Add that to the landfill. For every tonne that the council can divert from landfill, it'll save £80. And that, I think, has got to be taken into account when the government is forcing local authorities to make cuts to public services.
Well, that's an interesting point, and we'll come back to you, Professor Goggins, if we can, in a second.
Doretta Cox is from the Campaign for Weekly Waste Collection. Morning to you, Doretta. Thanks for being with us. What do you make of Chris's ideas? Do you agree with him that actually it is a bad idea if the fines were to be scrapped?
Good morning. I think it's a very good idea if the fines are to be scrapped, because I get emails from people that are actually too frightened to recycle. They are too scared of being fined, so they don't recycle at all. So it's having the opposite to the desired effect.
You actually have people write to you saying, I don't dare recycle, I'm too scared in case I get fined.
I do. I've had many emails, certainly from older people who get confused with the schemes, don't know what bag or bin to put out, and they are too scared to recycle.
Have they asked anybody? Have they got opinions off anybody and actually asked for help in this?
Well, I don't know, to be quite honest. I write back and I say, look, you know, contact either your local council or your councillor, get some advice, but still they will not be convinced. You know, if somebody's on a pension, risk of a fine, whether it's £50 or £100, they just cannot take that risk.
What about what Professor Coggins was saying, though, with regards to there was always going to be people in this society who are never going to play by the rules, and the fines is a good way of ensuring that they do recycle, that they do put their waste in the correct bins?
I'm sorry, I think they are in the minority. There will always be some, but the councils, with their very petty rules and regulations, and I know why they've been brought in, they want to minimise landfill waste. Whilst that is a good thing, I don't think they've gone the right way about it
but
at all.
Aren't the people who write to you saying, I don't dare recycle, I'm scared I'll get fined, aren't they in the minority as well?
Well, yes. I mean, the majority of my members certainly support recycling. They do everything they can, but the one thing they want is a weekly general waste collection.
Professor, what do you make of Doretta's views?
I think there's two strands. One is that it's very important for councils to communicate with their residents. And I think it's interesting that the new term that's going to come in May will be engagement of householders. And, for example, myself, we've had some new neighbours in recently, and I've given them a leaflet on what the rules are in Luton. So I think communication, the social network in the community is important. And as far as the other point that Doretta raises about the minority, I think it is not a minority if you can get over 40% average recycling, and some local authorities are getting over 50%, then recycling is beginning to work in this country.
One of the things we spoke about on the programme earlier this morning, Professor Coggins, is that nobody wants rubbish. Nobody wants waste. We don't create waste because we like to do it. We create waste because we're given waste to then recycle by largely supermarkets, without wanting to focus on one individual area, but it's often from them. Actually, if it was dealt with at the source, we wouldn't have any of those issues.
I think that's an element in the equation. But I think also you've got to remember is consumerism. The key to waste is prevention. We buy too much. We buy too much packaging. Some of that may be the result of the retailer, but I think we have to consider prevention as important. And in the context of waste, people say, well, it goes somewhere. Yes, it goes somewhere. It doesn't go away. We have it to deal with.